Today's Hot Country 94.1 FM WMIX. It is opening day for Major League Baseball, so we have some special in-studio guests here kind of surrounding that. Some special events going on at the Castle Ridge and the Gary Gaetti Sports Academy there in Centralia. First and foremost, I'd like to welcome you both in. Greg Sutton, of course, with Castle Ridge and everything going on over there. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And good morning to Mr. Gary Gaetti. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Yeah, happy. How does it feel to have your own day?
You know, it's really weird. I just feel like, you know, you kind of feel like, well, I don't really deserve a day, but it's pretty neat when you get free coffee and get to boil a crawfish and, you know, do some of your favorite things. But it still seems weird to me sometimes to have a day named after you. You know?
Yeah.
I understand, you know, how it works, but, you know.
Yeah.
I'm also, you know, very appreciative.
Well,
know,
it's
a try and how they do that, and you know that we can celebrate, you know, the start of the baseball season, and you know, it's one of those special days. You know, might as well make the most of it.
It's so. I don't know if you saw this ahead of time, but it's so crazy that today, you know, the Cardinals, former team, playing the Twins. It's opening day. It's your Gary Gaetti. It's just it all works out. It's funny how that works out, isn't it?
I didn't realize when they had it planned that after the Twins were opening up. There's a lot of interleague play. I mean, I still don't know about interleague play when it comes to the World Series and stuff like that. You're starting the season off with interleague play, but you know what? It's all good.
Yeah, everybody plays everybody.
It's a great game, and you know, it should be celebrated, and you know, I love it, so it's a special time.
Yeah, absolutely. So for those that don't know, Gary Gaetti Day today, Centralia native, four gold gloves. I mean, the list goes on and on. World Series champ, played with the Cardinals, of course, Twins, Cubs. Who am I missing?
Royals.
Angels. A few, right? A few.
Centralia Merchants, Carlisle American Legion.
All kinds of them. And also, you know, Gaetti Sports Academy, been a big deal in this this area for a while now, since you guys opened things up and kind of a partnership there at Castle Ridge and everything going on. Greg Sutton, of course, with Castle Ridge. Glad to have you in. And how big and how important has the GSA been to that area, you know, around here and also to you guys there at Castle Ridge and the restaurant?
Well, the partnership with Gary and the Sports Academy has been tremendous over the last 5 years with us. We have a lot of co-branded events together, whether that's today's fifth anniversary and celebration of Gary Gaetti Day with our crawfish boil and our free events, our home run derby, our longest drive contest there. Being able to attract folks from throughout the Southern Illinois region and beyond. The Sports Academy is the only facility in the area with 18,000 square feet of open space that allows not only pitching, hitting, and catching training, but also a whole team practices where teams can come in and practice fielding and base running indoors as well. It's the only facility in the country with four previous major league players that all with World Series experience that have developed the curriculum. So it is a premier place to come for baseball and softball training.
Yeah, I mean, what, Kirk Reeder, Brian Eversgerd, who am I missing?
What, Dwight Bernard.
Dwight, yeah, Mount Vernon native there.
Exactly.
So, yeah, so plenty of experience and local experience, too. That's got to be a big deal to have local guys come back and give back to the community and the kids.
Thing. Yeah, we're hoping to develop those players, too, you know, where they're going to, you know, feed back into the program.
Yeah.
I will say, you know, listening to Greg talk, I've been to a lot of places, you know, played in, you know, a lot of different cities, but also, you know, lived at different places. I've seen a lot of academies and nothing like the Sports Academy out there. It's just what a first class, you know, building and just, you know, training facility. I mean, it's just really a pleasure to be able to go there, you know, and teach the kids and see the events and, you know, just, you know, it's a real nice gathering place, a family situation, and just it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's a good one. And
it's still hard to believe it's in Centralia, Illinois.
Yeah, right.
You know, but it's like, you know, thanks to Greg and, you know, our partners for, you know, having the vision for, you know, not just, the, you know, the academy, but for Castle Ridge. And I think there's still some other things on the on the burner that we're going to see. So, you know, we're still expecting it to be a, you know, a tremendous destination, you know, not just for sports, but for, you know, everybody else in the the metro region.
Yeah, Greg kind of glossed over a few of the things going on tonight with the longest drive on the golf simulator, the Home Run Derby. It's opening day, and from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Guyatti Sports Academy, the fifth anniversary of benefiting the Dream Come True Prom. Now, is the crawfish boil you're doing? Is that your idea there?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I had the idea a few years ago and came up and we did it one other time, and it's got to work out where, it's seasonal. The crawfish is seasonal. Mm. It's kind of rare up here, and yet it's one of the things that I love to do, and I guess I do it pretty good. But, I like to take the effort to, turn people on to something that's really good. It's kind of a tradition in the South, but not quite as well known up here, but it sure is good and fun, and it's just a... It's just a slop fest. I mean, a lot of people don't know about crawfish or, know how to eat them. And that's the biggest thing is knowing how to pinch the tails and suck the heads and how to clean, get the tail out of there and all that kind of stuff. And,
yeah.
I'll be demonstrating some of those skills tonight as I'm boiling. I'm actually going
to taste test.
Huh?
You got to taste test it, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, a lot of people don't eat crawfish because they're like crawdad, slimy. But they're really not. But
right.
Once you learn how to, get the system down on peeling and eating them, you can get going pretty good. And they're delicious, really.
It's a decent amount of work for a little bit of meat, but boy, that meat is worth it.
Yeah, but it's a social activity.
Yeah,
as far as eating and dining and stuff like that, it's like casual. And you're supposed to get messy, and it's just a fest.
That's what I was getting ready to say. it's the perfect type of meal. It's the perfect menu item for something like this. Opening
Absolutely.
Day kind of. If you're not going to have hot dogs and cold ones, you're going to have something where you can all get together, kind of family style. And so it's a perfect thing for opening day. Cardinals, Twins. You'll have it here on the radio, of course, and you can watch it over there. It's are you serving inside, Greg?
Yeah, we'll be serving inside there, and folks purchase the pound of crawfish, they'll get some other fixings with that as well. And all of the proceeds, again, go to the Dream Come True Prom, which is a special event for youth and adults with special needs. We had over 400 there again last year, and looking for a good number as well. It's a partnership with Carrie Lee's Foundation, and just a wonderful event.
Yeah, so of course the game this afternoon, and then that leads into the event from 6 to 8 tonight there at Castle Ridge and Guyatti Sports Academy. GuyattiSports.com or CastleRidge.com for a lot of details. Check out their Facebook pages if you need anything else, and hit them up if you have any other questions. Did we cover it all, guys? Did we get everything? I think we got it all, didn't we? We're just ready to have a good time and watch some baseball, aren't we?
That's right. Yeah, I guess you said 3 o'clock start on the game.
3:15, I think, is a start today, and Gary's going to be rooting for both teams.
I'm rooting for the game of baseball.
There you go.
And have a good game, and may the best team win.
Everybody's a fan on opening day.
That's right.
Yeah, 1:35 pregame here on your Southern Illinois FM home for St. Louis Cardinals baseball at 94.1 FM WMIX. All right, guys, Greg Sutton, Gary Guyatti, we appreciate you both taking some time this morning to come visit with us, and hopefully we'll get a good crowd for you tonight at Gary Guyatti Day, and of course opening day, and Dream Come True Prom, Crawfish Boil Day, all the fun things going out there at Castle Ridge and Guyatti Sports Academy. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thanks, Jake.
Yeah, appreciate it so much.